Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the founder of GetInTheStands.com, Scott Kosak. Then we'll speak with Dirt on Dirt weekend editor Aaron Clay. And we'll have a conversation with St. Louis Dirt Track Hall of Fame inductee Mike Wallace. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start Pennsylvania Tri-City. Florida man Danny Sims wins that one. Ryan Unziger victorious at Fairbury in Illinois. Quincy to Jackson Frankel. Brody Tucker wins Viola Boys and English Creek. Mike Harrison gets it done at Farmer City and I-55. Wheatland, Missouri, the Show Me 100 to Bobby Pierce Jr. Sam Haferteef Jr. wins Lake Ozark. Kokomo, Indiana, Jayden Rogers parks it in Victory Lane. The Little 500, Cody Swanson at Anderson. Lincoln Park to Ricky Lewis. Brant Woods wins Miami County. Shady Hill to Dylan Nussbaum. And Mark Tunney back in Victory Lane at Speedrome. Davenport, Iowa to Jason Fager. Cameron Martin wins Lee County. Blair Noster wins at Maquoketa. Knoxville to Aaron Reitzel at the World of Outlaws. Go there. 34 Raceway to Josh Schneiderman. Colton Osborne wins Independence. And Hawkeye Downs, the big trophy to Kevin Carsmo. And joining us now on the Profabrication.com hotline, the founder of GetInTheStands.com, friend of the show, Scott Kosak. Hey, Scott, welcome back to the show. I understand I got to add a new title to you. What's the new title?
You know, Lenny, I've been playing this with this for a long time, and obviously I work with a lot of tracks, 1,300 of them across the United States, and I've identified myself as the chief fan finder to help all these promoters invite more fans to the tracks.
Well, and you do a great job of it. The founder and chief fan finder of, and they'll fight every now and then, like any sport, but GetInTheStands.com's Scott Kosak on the Profabrication.com hotline. So what is GetInTheStands.com?
Well, thanks for having me, Lenny, as usual. And, you know, really simply, it is an online free-to-use racetrack directory where race fans simply go to getinthestands.com. They can click on a button that gives them the state track maps for all 50 states, or they can enter the city or state or zip code of where they're going and hit search, and they'll get all the tracks within 100 miles.
And Scott, that is
our goal.
Awesome.
Go ahead. Our goal is to be a bridge. We want racers to, or race fans to find tracks and connect with the tracks and then just go get in the stands.
Absolutely. GetInTheStands.com's founder, Scott Kosak, joining us on the Profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, which are engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at Profabrication.com. So what should a first-time fan, I'm talking about a fan that has just decided, I watched Indy, I watched Charlotte, somehow I saw a guy with a car, a gal with a car, and I want to go see a race near me. What should a first-time fan attending a grassroots track know?
You know what? I think they should know that they're going to experience something totally different than what they experienced at Indy or at Charlotte. They're going to go to a track and they are going to experience 3 to 5 different classes of cars racing around a track. They're going to see not just one really long green flag to checkered race, but they're going to see 12 to 20 of them, depending on how many classes are there between heats and B mains and features. So a family of four going for the first time, their son or daughter is going to have a chance to pick their own Lightning McQueen favorite car in 10 different races. And they're going to be rooting for a different car every race, and they're going to be having a ton of fun.
Wow. GetInTheStands.com's founder, Scott Kosak, joining us on the Profabrication.com hotline. His site, GetInTheStands.com, really encompasses a lot of the things that you would want to know as you're trying to leave home. But I know a lot of folks are driving back from work on their way to somewhere or just listening somewhere where they can't quite get to their device to be able to look things up. So I'll ask another question. What are kind of the things that fans should pack when they go to their first event or events in general that, you know, are motorsports centric?
You know what? Number one, I always tell people bring some ear protection. You know, racers will say, oh, I can't hear you, but that's just what I do. earmuffs. You can buy the cigarette filter type things at the tracks for, you know, $3 a pair or whatever. So ear protection is big, but just bring an open mind about having a great time and bring some excitement and know that when you're in the stands, people are going to talk to you and they're going to welcome you to the track and you're going to have fun and you're going to see things that you were like, oh my God, that's a crazy looking car. I love it.
So many fans that have not yet been to a motorsports event have been to other sporting events, and we're chatting with GetInTheStands.com's founder, Scott Kosak. He's also their chief fan getter. what's a little difference that, you know, motorsports is different than going to XYZ sporting event that fans may have to figure out a bit, and help them figure it out while we're chatting?
You know, I think you really have to be in tune to the PA system for what's going on at the track around you, because, you know, unlike a baseball game where it's three outs, the inning's over, football game, everything's quarter based. There's no timer in motorsports, right? So, you know, there could be some delays here and there. Tracks are doing a great job of developing things to, you know, to entertain fans when, you know, a wreck has to be cleaned up or what have you. And have your taste buds ready, because there's some really awesome food at tracks, and a lot of it is homemade. It's not, we're not talking, you know, industrial, you know, fryer prep stuff. We're talking like local food trucks. We're talking local recipes, really good food.
Wow. Funnel cake fries. I had at a recent go at Hartwell Speedway in Northern Georgia. It was amazing. And amazing as well, the work and the attention to detail that GetInTheStands.com's founder, Scott Kosak, and all his crew have put together for you, the listeners out there that are first-time fans or fans for years and years, but maybe traveling to another state. What's the site again, and what should fans look for, whether they're going to their 100th race or their first race, on GetInTheStands.com?
Literally, GetInTheStands.com. We have our homepage directory. You search by distance. We have our state track maps. We have our events page where we actually work with tracks to promote their featured events. I think we've got like 800 events listed for the year. Everything can be looked at on a map, so people can not just look at a list, but see where things are.
GetInTheStands.com. Scott Kosak, thank you for taking the time to check with us. Fans, take the time to go see GetInTheStands.com. It is awesome. And stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with ZMAX.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Some weekends come and go. Others stick with you forever. Stories told loud. Tailgates that never end. Strangers becoming best friends. Yeah, it's all that and then some. This is Texas. It's not just a race. It's the kind of Lone Star weekend you wish you found sooner. The Worth 400 presented by Mickey Mouse, May 1st and 3rd. Come experience it once and you'll be back again. Get tickets at TexasMotorSpeedway.com.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline is the weekend editor at dirtondirt.com, the official site for anybody that wants to know about dirt racing. Aaron Clay, man, you are right where so many of us watch and see and all. But, what is it about dirt late model racing that is so interesting for you?
Oh, it's just the pure speed of it, right? Like you got, you know, the biggest tires, you know, 900 horsepower, just pure nasty speed, just the most on the edge of control every lap, just the pure wide open, you know, on the edge of control every single lap. The pure speed is what gets me.
It is always fun to watch a dirt late model race anywhere in the country. And we're chatting with a guy that on the weekends, he has to watch all of that information come through. DirtOnDirt.com's weekend editor, Aaron Clay, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So, summertime starts out a lot of different things. And we have one of the biggest races coming up at Eldora to kind of kick things off of. Who are some of your picks for the race they call the Dream?
I'm going with the low-hanging fruit here. Superman Jonathan Davenport. He is entering with 4 career Dreams, the last 3. He also has 7 other Eldora specials. Bobby Pierce, I had to double-check. He would be searching for his first career Dream, but he already has 2 World Globe trophies there. And Brandon Shepard, he'll be chasing his first Dream since 2019.
Wow, I did not realize Shep had been away from Victory Lane like that for so long. But Davenport's a great one, and you got a hand to DirtOnDirt.com's weekend editor, Aaron Clay, showing us kind of the path towards the podium there of the Dream coming up at Eldora. How about a sleeper, though? You know, everybody, we're all about that underdog. You got one maybe lying in the weeds could slide up there and make a race of it?
Yeah, he's making a name for himself even more these days in dirt late model racing. But Nick Hoffman, he's currently the World of Outlaws points leader. He finished 3rd at both the Dream and the World last year. I wouldn't be surprised if he puts that car in victory lane this year.
Wow, that's a big statement. But, you know, one that Nick is earning as the points leader in the World of Outlaws late models, the sleeper pick by our guest from Dirt on Dirt, the weekend editor, Aaron Clay. He's on the profabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, which are engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So, we got the Dream kind of set up. How about just where we're at this point in the season as we go into summer? Some of the top 3 or so drivers that have, shown their strength this year. Who do you have in that spot?
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of the names we've already discussed. But, you know, Illinois' Bobby Pierce and, of course, Georgia's Jonathan Davenport. They both have 10 wins at this point in the season. But one guy we haven't mentioned just yet, Hudson O'Neill. He leads all of dirt late model racers this year currently, 13 wins, and he leads the Lucas Oil Series points at this juncture.
Wow, Hudson O'Neill up there in the conversation with Davenport and Pierce as far as, best in show for the first part of the year. Coming out of the block strong, we're chatting with weekend editor of DirtOnDirt.com, Aaron Clay. How about somebody that you weren't looking for? I know those 3 are going to be perennial strengths, top 10, top 15, no matter what, but somebody who's been a positive surprise the first part of the year?
Yeah, normally when we talk about Blairsville, Georgia, of course it's Jonathan Davenport, but I have another Blairsville, Georgia driver to look out for, Tucker Anderson, teenager down south. He already has 4 wins this season. He has 4 Southern All-Stars wins going back to last June, and he leads the Southern All-Star Series points. I won't be surprised if he wins that championship this year.
Aaron Clay didn't get that weekend editor at DirtOnDirt.com for just being a handsome cat. He knows his stuff. Finding Tucker down there in Blairsville, Georgia. Man, that is something, a great choice. And we're chatting with Aaron Clay on the ProFabrication.com hotline about dirt late model racing all across the country, coast to coast, border to border. When do you sleep on the weekends? There's a lot of racing. How much of your weekend days and nights are put into building what we see on dirtondirt.com?
It's endless. It's a lot of work. Sometimes I see the sun come up and then I go to bed. I'm working the overnight shift essentially.
Wow. Well, we all appreciate it. And I know for all the fans out there, my friend Racing Jason and all the rest of them that watch and look at it all the time. DirtOnDirt.com weekend editor Eric Clay doing us all right by keeping us up to date with the world of dirt late model racing. So now as we go into summertime, things heating up, how about some three drivers maybe that we haven't spoke about that are drivers to watch as we go into these summer months?
Yeah, we've got Tyler Erb. He's going to be on that fun tour this year. Well, he is following the world of Outlaws, but I expect him to at least appear in some of the Dirt Car Summer Nationals events. You got Dale McDowell, the crafty veteran. He's only had 14 starts this year, but I expect him to pick his schedule up and compete on the Southern Nationals Tour. And then Dylan Thornton, a youngster from California originally, he's a Mars Series rookie there in the Midwest. He's still chasing his first super late model win on an unrestricted super late model tour.
Wow. You hear all those series he follows and has depth of knowledge. DirtOnDirt.com weekend editor Aaron Clay, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, getting us ready as the summer months heat up and those dirt late models fire up and rocket around these racetracks all across the country. How about a driver that I know you mentioned Tyler Erb already. He would be one of my picks, but give us one or two names, that we just got to see.
Yeah, we talked about Tyler Erb, like you mentioned, because he's definitely one of a kind. But if you want to put anywhere someone maybe in that same category, I put down Corey Hedgecock and Michael Page. Two Southern roosters that you don't want to rub the wrong way. They had a big fight last year at Sonoy, Georgia, and those guys are ones that will put the car up front, but they might also put on a show on the front stretch, with a little bit of fisticuffs as well.
Wow, Corey Hedgecock, Michael Page, I think you hit that one right on the head. You throw in Tyler Erb, wherever they're at, get out and see some great racing. Watch DirtOnDirt.com. Subscribe. Weekend editor Aaron Clay, our appreciation for you joining us here, giving us the skinny on what's going on at Dirt Late Model Racing. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories. All under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category, but I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the St. Louis Dirt Track Hall of Fame just put out the note that he is now an inductee into that Hall of Fame. Mike Wallace, welcome to the show. And I know folks had to be floored hearing 300 wins for you on dirt, but, you know, that time had to be special for you. Who were some of the cats you were racing back in the STL in those days?
Well, Lenny, to be honest with you, thank you first of all having me on. I raced against some real badasses, you know, in the St. Louis area. Kevin Gundaker, who owns Tri-City Speedway today, he was badass. But Jeff Purvis, Larry Moyer, Charlie Schwartz, Larry Moore, you know, and then Webb Spalding as a local racer. Tommy Helfrich, who owns Hopstad, Indiana. Johnny Pryor. I mean, those are some bad dudes, man. I mean, they knew how to race cars. And the one that nobody can ever forget about and was so convenient, coincidental, is he just went in the NASCAR Hall of Fame as Larry Phillips. I raced Larry a lot.
Man.
And actually was able to beat him in 1990 on a pavement track for the regional championship. So I had a pretty cool list of people that I got to race against.
Well, and they got to race against a pretty cool dude himself, Mike Wallace, now an inductee to the St. Louis Dirt Track Hall of Fame. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. This is a Hall of Fame that has another Wallace, your dad, in it. What's the significance to you of now being in the same Hall of Fame as Russ?
I don't even know how I can explain it. To be very honest with you, you know, I found out yesterday afternoon that I was nominated to be in the Hall of Fame, and my dad, I think, got in 23 or whatever. And just, you know, think about that. We really all, if I use the word reference a we, that means Kenny and Rusty and I, you know, we owe any racing career we had to our father. He used to race as a hobby, just a fun Friday, Saturday, Sunday night racer. But he was so good at it, and we wanted to follow him, you know, and he was the racer that the fans loved or they hate because he won a lot of races. And to be even, honestly, to be put in the same class as him, in that world, in that dirt world, in the Midwest, the St. Louis area is a real special treat to me. It's a real honor.
Well earned 300 plus wins for our guest, St. Louis Dirt Track Hall of Fame inductee Mike Wallace on the profabrication.com hotline. Well, this had to have a start somewhere, probably Three Dog Night era playing on the radio. Where did you get started? What year and all that?
Now we're really dating ourselves in time here. 1975 was the first time I got to drive a race car. I drove for a gentleman by the name of Billy Walters. My father, Russ, was racing. Rusty was racing then at that time. And met this gentleman who lived not too far down the street from me and wanted to build a street stock car to run at Tri-City and also over at Lake Hill Speedway in Valley Park, Missouri. And so 1975, I drove a blue number 75, 57 Chevy. And the reason we built that, they were easy to set up. They had leaf springs in the back. And you just added an extra left rear or right rear spring to the leaf there, and you were good to go.
Wow. And go he went, 300 victories strong. St. Louis Dirt Track Hall of Fame inductee Mike Wallace joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. From that first race in 75, building a career that even spans a recent victory in the Super Cup Stock Car Series on pavement. But pavement and dirt even interacted on some weekends back in your dirt racing career. How'd you go from one to the other? And am I right? Same car?
Exact same car. It was, you know, talk about keeping costs down. I don't think we knew what that was back then because we didn't spend that much money. But the way the program, Central Auto Racing Association, was the sanctioning body. And we ran on Saturday nights at Tri-City Speedway on the quarter mile or half mile dirt. If you ran a sportsman car, you ran on the quarter mile dirt, which was the inside track. And my father run on the half mile track, the outside, the half mile dirt track. And we took those exact same cars, washed them. And on Sunday, went over to Valley Park Missouri, which is just outside of St. Louis, to Lake Hill Speedway and race those same cars.
Wow.
And it worked. That's the crazy part. It worked. And it was fun. And I did that for a couple years, actually, with that car. I ran that 75 car, the 1957 Chevrolet, for 2 years. I won track championships both years. And then stayed doing that there, but moved to the late model division at that time.
Late models, modified street stocks. He's ran it all on dirt, 300 plus wins, and now a St. Louis Dirt Track Hall of Fame inductee. Mike Wallace, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Got about a minute to go here. Racing 300 victories, they're all special, but when I've talked to drivers, it's not always the win. What's that one that on that long night drive back from somewhere that still kind of catches you in your thoughts? Have you got that race to tell us about quickly?
There is a race, and it's one that I remembered in Springfield, Illinois, on the 1 mile dirt track back in the later 80s, I guess it would have been, running under the NASCAR banner, NASCAR Winston Racing Series. We were dirt racing. So NASCAR sanctioned dirt races, and I took my NASCAR legal car, put a bunch of Lexan sideboards on it, a wing on a fender guard, everything, and took that baby to the Springfield Mile, and I run second to Jeff Purvis, and he had a full-blown wedge car.
Wow.
And that picture was released the other day. I hadn't seen it like in years, and I forgot I had a picture. Like that stored away, but that was we went there thinking we were going to get our butt blown away, like run horrible because they got these crazy wedge cars. And I mean, back in the day, you know, the wedge car was a wedge car.
Got to leave it there. It was crazy, but 300 wins were crazy. They were Hall of Fame worthy. St. Louis Dirt Track Hall of Fame inductee Mike Wallace. Honored to have him as our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Thanks, Mike. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN. The Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three.
Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the track. You know, it's summertime now, and the summer racing season is everywhere. The grassroots are up and running. Yeah, there may be a little bit of weather here, a little bit of weather there, but there's tracks running all over, and you can follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. PRN at the Track on X, Facebook, and Instagram, brought to you by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.